Myths Unfurled: The Yeti and Its Cousins. Once in the heart of a snowy mountain village, children gathered around a warm fire, their eyes wide with wonder as Elder Emery began to speak. Let us unravel the 14 most famous Yeti yarns, stitched through time by folks far and wide. The first misconception was that Yetis were grumpy. In fact, they were just shy. Number 2 claimed they couldn't stand sunlight, but really, they loved to bask in the morning glow. The third tale told that Yetis had ice-cold hearts, although truthfully, they adored warm hugs. Four insisted Yetis roared fiercely, but they were actually humming nature's lullabies. Misconception 5 suggested they hated company, but they simply cherished peaceful solitude, Emery continued, bringing the creatures closer to the children's hearts. The sixth myth was that Yetis left no footprints, yet they simply walked as gently as the snowflakes. And 7, he chuckled, they can't sing. But oh, their voices could soothe even the crankiest owlet. Number 8 wrongly said Yetis never played. They did, just preferred hide-and-seek at twilight. Myth 9 believed they never helped lost travelers. Yet in reality, Yetis discreetly guided them to safety. 10th was the myth that they couldn't laugh, yet their laughter often echoed like jolly bell chimes. 11, Elder Emery said, is the myth that Yetis are always alone, but have you seen their vibrant family reunions? The 12th misconception was they always caused blizzards when sometimes they danced, whirling up a gentle snowfall. Number 13 was that all Yetis were alike, but each had unique frosty patterns in their fur. Lastly, the 14th, Emery concluded with a smile, is that Yetis are a mere tale. However, they're real in the kindness, mystery, and wonder they teach us. As the embers died down, the children's hearts were alight with joy, feeling closer to the magic and kindness of the misunderstood Yeti and its relatives.